Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
See if we can get sort of a good feel on what they're going to do there. And for that, we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's Chris Perkins of the Sun Sentinel, and he joins us now. Chris, how's it going, man?
Jake, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Listen, I don't know. Both teams in an interesting spot right now, right? We cover the Browns. I have my feelings about them at the moment. And the Dolphins – in a different spot, but I would say the way the city feels, the probably similarly. So it was a weird season for the Dolphins. Obviously, you deal with more Tua injury. The team you never really get to see at full force for the entirety of the year. What's the feeling right now in the city about the team heading towards the draft?
You know, the feeling is the Dolphins need a great draft, Jake. GM Chris Greer, head coach Mike McDaniel are both on the hot seat. You know, this is going into their fourth season. They've had all this talent. They haven't produced a playoff victory. And so what happened was they were building through the draft. They were trying to, you know, do kind of quote-unquote the right thing. Then Mike McDaniel came in 2022, and I'm not saying this is Mike McDaniel's fault. I actually like the strategy. They changed from a build through the draft to let's win now. And so you sign Teron Armstead and you trade for Tyreek Hill, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You get Bradley Chubb, you get Jalen Ramsey. And so it goes from, you know, build through the draft to let's win now. Well, that didn't work. So now we're back at let's build through the draft. So the Dolphins have 10 draft picks. What I think that they'll probably do in the first round is either quarterback, defensive tackle, or safety. And so, and actually they could go guard also. They could go guard also. So we'll see what they do, Jake. But this is a team that needs to have like three starters out of their 10 draft picks, because that's kind of the situation they've worked themselves into. Again, they went for that win-now strategy. It didn't work. Now they need to get some help through the draft, some major immediate help.
Now, did I hear you say quarterback, as in the guy who's throwing the football as a potential first-round pick?
Corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, now I could be crazy. I know that there's some wavering trust across the league in Tua. I was like, that feels like a big step, but no, that makes a lot more sense. But you mentioned a couple of guys on the hot seat like Mike McDaniels. Is that something that plays into the way that they're going to draft here? If they weren't on the hot seat and sort of almost coaching and managing for their jobs, you think the draft would look a little bit different than it will this year, knowing that they're on it?
It could, because look, last year they didn't draft, you know, they didn't draft for immediate help. You know, Chop Robinson, who they drafted in the first round, the edge rusher out of Penn State, you know, they knew that Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips were coming off of season-ending injuries. But, you know, Chop was kind of a, you know, they weren't expecting him to be an immediate hit. He was kind of a, in case those guys don't come back at 100%, which you know, neither of them did. Patrick Paul, their offensive tackle pick in the second round, he was picked as a backup to Ron Armstead. And so that's kind of what we see right now. Running back Jalen Wright in the fourth round, it was kind of they were bringing back Raheem Mostert. They were bringing back Devon Achane. And so last year's draft was picked with security, that Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer thought, we've got time to build this thing. We can pick some picks for, you know, to kind of for the future, not necessarily for the 2024 season, but for 2025. That's not the attitude anymore. You finish 8-9, and now the heat is on. They need immediate help right now. So, yes, their draft strategy is different. I think that they wouldn't want to have to get three starters out of this draft. But if you don't get three starters out of this draft, the three quality starters, they could be looking at they're going to lose their jobs. I think they probably need to win a playoff game to retain their jobs.
Chris Perkins of the Sun Sentinel with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Is there a name, and I know you mentioned a few positions, but has the city fallen in love with the name in the draft, or are they sort of still filling out their options with less than a month to go?
Here's the thing. Chris Greer has been he's had some decent results. The GM, he's been in charge of the draft since 2016. He's had some decent results in the first and second rounds, but it kind of falls. Third round, and you know, you need those third and fourth rounders to kind of build out the roster. So the city is cautiously optimistic about the draft, but I would say that, you know, most people are at best are kind of 50-50. You know, they don't have a lot of faith that they're going to get a lot of help, a lot of immediate help in this draft. And I think that the general feeling is that this very well could be the last year for the duo of Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel because they aren't going to get enough help in this draft.
Now, what about you personally? Is there a name that you've fallen in love with, Chris, that you like sitting at 13 that you think could make a big difference?
Yeah, I think Will Johnson, the cornerback from Michigan, could make a big difference. And here's what I really think is that, you know, I would prefer to give the first two picks to defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver because I think that what you have to look at is both the individual player and who you're pairing him with and how it can work in your system. So let's say they go Michigan and both they go with Will Johnson at cornerback and you pair him with Jalen Ramsey and slot corner Tater Kohu. Way to control the game like that. In the second round, maybe Kenneth Grant, the D tackle from Michigan, is there. Maybe Derek Harmon from Oregon is there, although he'll probably be gone. But you pair a sealer and you have Chop Robinson on one end and Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips on the other. You've got Jordan Brooks, that linebacker. Well, now maybe with the front seven, you can control some games. So if you go corner and D tackle, I think you can give Anthony Weaver a bright defensive coordinator and a bright head coach prospect something to work with. The Dolphins had the number four defense in the league last year. You add some talent to that, and I think you have potential. You get your guard in the third round. That's kind of what I would like to see happen. I think, you know, your top offensive lineman, Tyler Booker, guards, Gray Zabel even later. Will Campbell is going to be gone. Andrew Membo is going to be gone from Missouri. But I think you can get a quality guard in the third round. And so that's what I would like to see is defense, guard in the first three rounds.
I got you. Chris Perkins with us on the hotline. Chris, if the team were to move in the draft, would they more likely move up or down, and how likely do you think it is that they would move?
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Boof.
I think they're going to stay at 13. For me, I would move up for Ashton Jensen, the running back from Boise State. If he's available at number 10, I would move up. But I think that, you know, Dallas is definitely going to take him at 12. There's no way Ashton Jensen is going to be available at 10. You could move down, perhaps, and get like a Gray Zabel in the first round if you wanted to go that route. And, like, maybe pick up an extra third-round pick. I mean, you could do that also. You do need interior line help, and Gray Zabel does have some versatility, the offensive lineman from North Dakota State. But I really think they'll stay at 13. They have 3 picks in the top 100. They have pick number 13 in the first round. Second round is pick number 48 overall, and third round is pick number 98 overall. I think they'll probably stay with those top 3 picks.
I'll get you out of here with this, Chris. I'll ask you to plant your flag. Your best guess, when pick 13 rolls around, who do the Dolphins draft?
I say Will Johnson, the cornerback from Michigan. I know that there's some injury concerns there. I know that a lot of Dolphins fans say they've got to go guard. Tyler Booker from Alabama is somebody that they have targeted. If Will Campbell from LSU, the guard tackle, slides down. If Mimbo is there from Missouri, they would like him. But to me, I'm going Will Johnson from Michigan. I'm pairing him with Jalen Ramsey, the slot cornerback, Kader Kohu. I'm giving Anthony Weaver, the defensive coordinator, a chance to work some magic. He had the number 4 defense last year. That's the way I would go.
All right, Chris, I appreciate you setting aside the time for us and sitting down to give us some insight into the Dolphins. I look forward to talking sometime, hopefully in the future, man.
Anytime. Call me back anytime, Will. Will, Jake. Thanks, bro.
Hey.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.